amnesia of Tunisia. The people had their voices heard, ruins in their reach. They can change for the better and have freedom of speech. Change the way that non-believers think, the way they teach. The prime ministers replaced, the presidents impeached. Signing into Twitter's the only way to hear the truth. People can't take a stand cause there's snipers on the roof. But where'd they get those guns from? Is there a chance that the government there somehow got them from France, which used to occupy there? Tunisia was the colony. They used its resources to boost their economy and threaten the people there with jail time and sodomy. Instead of being fair and running a legal lottery, instead of sharing the wealth to keep the people quiet, they'd rather keep the money and make the people riot. What's the science? But the government there will still confiscate your card like you graduated from Harvard. They're hunted by some murderers that want to take your money and eat all your burgers up, make you a burglar, telling you don't try to be an entrepreneur cause the tax is so high that you set yourself on fire. The ambulance goes by pretending they don't see you, and the people, they won't cry. But the people, they do see you. The people, they will rebel. The people want heaven, but the government wants hell. A government like the mafia, thinking it's so easy till a hero comes along like Mohamed Bouzizi and uses his education to give his life a boost. All he was selling was vegetables and juice, but the government doesn't really think that they can tax it. That's why the earth is spinning lopsided on its axis. Tragic.
Can you
Bouazizi could not have known that his desperate act would trigger a wave of protest across the North African state. The graduate was forced to sell vegetables on the street to make a living. But police repeatedly confiscated his produce, saying he didn't have the proper permit. On December 17, he doused himself in petrol and set himself alight in front of a government building in the town of Sidi Bouzid. He died in hospital on Tuesday evening. Within days of his attempted suicide, unrest erupted across the country as people took to the streets in anti-government protests. Police and demonstrators clashed, leaving three dead and dozens injured. Images of many of the demonstrations were caught on amateur video. The latest clashes were on Monday. Security forces fired tear gas to disperse a march in the western town of Tella. Demonstrators responded by setting fire to the ruling party's local headquarters.